朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
He's going through some radiation therapy for illness that he has, and maybe it's very severe that he may not be able to come.
他已经进出医院好几次了，而且他这边要管他连最基本的生活需要，他都很辛苦的在那里应付的。
He's going in and out of the hospital, and a lot of medical reasons, and is making daily living quite difficult.
刚刚去年从中国回来，然后连续几次手术痛成那个样子，因此我们平常拥有说我们不太感恩的。
And when he came back from China, and he was in severe pain, the last time we saw him, but when we do see him, we don't really know how to give thanks for his presence.
你说我们在这儿哪一个年轻的小朋友也会为这里能够很自由的、很舒服的上手和大吼出来说 Praise the
Lord? Praise God for the fact that when you go to the bathroom, you're going in at ease.
我们不会想到的。当我们很自然地冲进去、冲出来，就觉得这是理所当然的事情。
Very naturally, we run to the bathroom, we run back out. It's very natural, nothing spectacular about it.
你看我们老弟兄现在的辛苦，你看我年初的时候，我连想都想大吼，我就怕。
But our elderly brother and even the illness that I had earlier part of this year, when we think about going to number two, and I dread.
当我们活在家里面。这么自由安稳的家，我们以为理所当然了。我们可能嫌爸爸妈妈太高高，太管我们。
And we think our parents they nag us too much.
或是这个爸爸妈妈嫌孩子太麻烦
了。
等到有一天孩子们出去了，或者等到有一天我们父母突然一下子不见了。
Until one day the kids are grown up and they're gone, all of a sudden mom and dad are no longer around.
哎，我们才晓得原来我有这样子的家，实在是恩典。
And then we begin to realize, oh my goodness, it is grace to have these people around our
lives. 等到有一天我们突然被从这个聚会里面拿走到一个没有教会的地方，我们才会晓得，哎呀，原来在教会里面真应该感恩的。
And then perhaps one day, if you're taken out of assembly of God's people and you're all alone, then you begin to thank God that I have a family.
弟兄姊妹，其实神为什么叫我们要在凡事上都要谢恩啊，在一切的事情上都要奉主耶稣的名把感谢归给神。
This is the reason why the Lord says, "Give thanks for all things, and in the name of Jesus, give thanks unto God."
因为不仅仅像罗马书第五章，我们今天站在一个蒙恩的地位上。
Not only as in Romans chapter five, we're standing on the grounds of grace.
就好像你站在 shower 底下，那个水一直流到你的身上一样。
It's just like you're standing underneath the shower, and the water is just drenched over you.
我们的地位就是一个蒙恩的地位。
Our position is a position of grace.
以弗所书第一章第七节那里常常说，这个恩典。神用丰富的智慧、聪明，然后充充足足的赏给我们的。
Ephesians chapter one says that God, with all wisdom, has given us this grace.
神是一个施恩的神。
And God is the one who gives.
他不仅仅把所有恩典给我们。
God has given us grace abundantly.
而在我们的经历里面，他是用丰富的智慧、聪明，神想尽脑筋，用最聪明的方法把他的恩典给我们。
According to the scripture, that God has used all wisdom to find
us.
Given us the full, given it to us in full.
这亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们千万不能够说，哎呀，主恩典，我真的不知道要说什么。
We dare not say to count the Lord's blessing. I don't know how to count it.
如果我们真认识神是一个恩典的神，
If we really know that our God is a God of grace,
我们也真知道我们整个人生的经历就是神用丰富智慧聪明要把他的恩典充充足足赐给我们的。
We surely understand that all the days of our lives that God has fashioned all of these gifts according to the immense of his wisdom that he's packaged for us.
我们本来应该起来感恩的。
We are rightful to rise up and give thanks to him.
我们起来读一段的圣经啊，路加福音十七章。
Let's go to the scriptures together, Luke chapter 17.
这是我们很熟很熟的故事啊。
We are all very familiar with the story.
但是我们还是再来读一遍它。
Let's read it together.
我们先从第十一节读到第十九节。
Verse 11 through verse 19.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
耶稣，你不要不读啊，你能够还能够开始读读圣经都是恩典。
Everybody got to read, okay? The fact that you can read out loud, that's grace.
有一天突然长了癌症，不能够读的时候被切掉了，你就晓得你有声音是多么大了。
Admit that if one day you have cancer and you lose your voice, and you begin to realize how precious it is to be able to read out loud.
你知道我这次去台湾看到我的父亲与父母，我心里面最难过的一件事情就是他的听力严重的丧失。
And this time when we went back to Taiwan, I got a chance to visit my dad and. one thing that saddens my heart is that he's lost his hearing quite a bit.
你看他原来是精力旺盛，哈，到处帮助别人，到处告诉别人什么那个跟别人当来往。他是一个非常非常乐意而且很喜乐跟别人相处的一个人。
He's a very outgoing person. He loves the relationship that he has, and he's very energetic.
如果现在听力助听器都不能帮助他的时候，他整个人变得这么安静。
But now he's become a very quiet person because the hearing aid can't really help.
他根本听不到，他也不知道人家在讲什么，他听到一个很沉默的，看到我们都很心疼。
And he can't hear a thing, so he's pretty much in solitude. So when I see something like that, my heart hurts.
一起来读这段圣经哈。
Everybody, let's read it out loud together.
用神给我们的 voice， 不管它 beautiful 不 beautiful， 让我们来读。
The voice that God has given us, regardless of how well it sounds, let's read it together.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远的站着，高声说：“耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧！”耶稣看见，就对他们说：“你们去把身体给祭司查看。”他们去的时候就洁净了，内中有一个见自己已经好了。又回来大声归荣耀与神，又匍匐在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。耶稣说：“洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？”又对那人说：“起来走吧，你的信救了你。”你们注意到这段的圣经不是主耶稣讲的比喻啊。
But please pay attention. This is not a parable that the Lord has spoken of.
不是因为主耶稣为了强调人缺少感恩举的例子。
It's not an example that the Lord gave because people lack the heart of thanksgiving.
这是真正发生的一个故事啊。
This is a real story that happened.
十个长大麻风的。
There were 10 lepers.
你知道长大麻风是非常痛苦的事情。
It's a dreadful disease.
我以前常因为继承你讲过，不仅他本身肉身非常痛苦。
When we both went through the book of Leviticus, we talked about not only the things about physical pain.
那个皮肤溃烂、腐败、臭，然后出脓。
But your skin, your flesh begins to rot away, and the smells, the stinks.
所以约伯说：“我以尘土为衣。”你知道这个脓一碰到灰尘上来就粘上去了，变成以尘土为衣。
So Job says that I clothe myself with dust, so as dust gets on these wounds.The forms of just a thick layer.
痒到要用瓦片刮他的皮肤。
And it's so itchy to the point where he needs to scrape his own flesh.
弄到出血，整个身上是寝食难安，连坐立不安了。
And you cannot be still because of the pain and the agony that's over you.
这不过是肉身的痛苦。
This is but a physical pain.
心灵的痛苦就是他遭到周围所有人的摒弃。
But the emotional pain is that everyone has to desert him.
我前两天感冒，我很思想，我都是跟别人打开彼此。
I've been sick for a while.So I know that I ought to keep my distance from everyone. A lot of people, when they heard that I was sick, they keep their distance from me.
It's a
good thing that I don't have leprosy, so it doesn't hurt as much. But those who have the disease of leprosy, they're hurt emotionally. Perhaps they're a great professor. They may be someone that everyone loves. But when he has the disease, everyone has to stay away from
him.
He can either stay in his own
home.
He has to be cast out of the city. And he has to live among the rubbish.
只要有正常人过来，他必须要老远的喊着说：“我得了大麻风，我是大麻风。”
And as soon as he sees someone who's healthy walking close to him, he needs to cry out, "I'm a leper, I'm a leper."
让别人要知道要远离他。
So everybody would know that they need to stay away.
是非常痛苦的事情。
That's a very painful disease.
所以那一天他们鼓足勇气，十个人一起来见耶稣。
So that day, the 10 of them they mustered the courage with
them. 他们求耶稣夫子，你可怜我们，医治我们。
Say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
把耶稣说：“你们把你的身体拿去给祭司看。”
Jesus, go and present your bodies to the priest.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的信心。
But this takes great faith.
你必须好了才能给祭司看。
You're supposed to be completely cured before you go to the.
耶稣没有为他们按手祷告，耶稣没有说你们好了，耶稣说你们去给祭司看。
Jesus did not lay his hand on them. Jesus did not say that you are well. Jesus simply said, "Go and show yourself to the priest."
对，这十个人都非常有信心，跑去看祭司了。
All 10 of them with great faith they went and sought God to see the priest.
我就在他们凭着信心往祭司那里去的时候，他们都得了医治。
And along their way, on their way to see the priest. priests, because of their faith, they were all healed.
这几个人不是泛泛之辈，是非常有信心的人。
So these men, they were all full of faith.
这几个人不是蒙了小恩的人，是蒙了大恩的人。
But these men, they just received a small amount of grace. They received a great amount of grace.
他们整个人是有一个大转变，他不需要再惭愧了。
Their lives have been turned upside down and changed. They no longer need to be ashamed.
他可以进城了。
They can walk into the city.
他不需要受苦了。
They don't no longer need to be in pain.
在他们那里欢喜为自己得到恩典，在那里快乐的时候。
As they were rejoicing for this wonderful healing that they received.
十个人里面只有一个人想到耶稣回来了。
Of the ten, only one.Remember Jesus and came back.
本来向耶稣谢谢，把荣耀归给神。
And he came back to thank Jesus and give glory to God.
然后这边主耶稣在这里说了一句话：那洁净的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢
？Jesus asked a question. When there are ten that were healed, what happened to the nine?
弟兄姊妹，我相信今天我们从属灵的角度里面，我们知道我们的大麻风一点不比这些人轻啊。
And I know for all of us, from a spiritual perspective, we know that our leprosy is no less than these ten.
我们知道罪恶带给我们的痛苦、肮脏、跟被贫弃、羞愧，一点不输这些人。
We know the pain, the filth, the shame, and the sins that we possess, do not come any lesser than these ten.
耶稣医治了我们。
Jesus has healed us.
耶稣洁净了我们。
Jesus has cleansed us.
耶稣恢复了我们的信心和价值。
Jesus has restored our faith and our worth.
耶稣除去了我们的痛苦。
He has removed our pain.
而且他让我们脱离了将来永远的沉沦和审判。
And he has delivered us from an eternal condemnation.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里赞美，为了自己得到了恩典。
And when we're here praising and thanking God for the grace we receive.
感恩应该是很自然从我们里面出来的。
The notion of thanksgiving should be very natural from our heart.
可是很稀奇的事情。
But amazingly,
十个人里面只有一个人回去。
Of these ten lepers, only one went back.
所以耶稣说的其他九个在哪里呢
？So Jesus naturally asked, "Where were the other nine?"
耶稣那么遗憾的说，除了这个外族人，撒玛利亚人。
And Jesus said, "Except for this foreigner, a Samaritan."
再没有别人回来归荣耀给神吗
？But there are no others that would return back and give glory to God.
有什么这个遗憾今天仍然在哪里？
This tragedy, this regret that Jesus has still there.
希望我们在座的每一个弟兄姊妹，不管我们蒙恩多久，不管我们年纪多少
，It needs all of us, regardless how long we've been saved, regardless of our age.
让我们里面学会知道是恩典。
And we need to come and learn to understand grace.
我们不光蒙恩，但是我们要知道这是恩典。
Not only have we received this blessing, we need to understand that we received it.
然后我们要学会感恩。
And we need to learn to know how to give thanks.
我很喜欢底下的那句话。
And I really like that these were words.
耶稣对那人说：“起来，走，把你的信救了。”
And Jesus says in verse 19, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well."
请问这个得大麻风的，他的信心让他得到了医治，对不对？
And we all know that this leper, because of his faith, he was healed.
那为什么耶稣在这里再讲一遍 ？My faith has made me whole.
And why did Jesus say again, "Your faith has made you whole"?
为什么耶稣再说一次，你的信救了你
？But why would Jesus now say, "Your faith has saved you"?
你知道丁先生的翻译这句话跟张血肉的妇人耶稣说你的信救了你一模一样哈，他说你的信心让你变得完整。My faith has made me whole.
What the Lord Jesus has said here in this particular verse is identical to the woman who's been bleeding for 12 years when she was healed. The Lord Jesus said, "Your faith has made you whole."
弟兄姊妹，一个不懂得感恩的人，他的整个生命是不完整的。
A person who does not know how to give thanks, his life is not complete, not whole.
一个不学会蒙恩之后会感恩的人。他的恩典的vessel 这个器皿就好像有一个破口一样。
And a person who does not know how to give thanks after receiving a grace is like a vessel that has a leak, has a crack in it.
他们能再多的恩典都会落光的。
No matter how much of God's blessings and God's grace will come upon him, it would leak away.
所以他的器皿不会满的，他不会满足的。
So this vessel would never be full, never be satisfied.
我们不仅仅要蒙恩，我们要学会感恩。
Not only do we receive grace, we need to know how to give thanks.
但当我们回来感恩的时候，这个信心叫我们整个人变成一个完整的人。
And after we have received God's blessing, when we come back and give thanks to Him, we are actually made whole.
当神在我们身上的恩典，我们蒙恩的经历不会随便过去。
And the grace and the blessings that we have received, they don't casually just disappear.
信心不仅仅叫我们从神那里有所得着。
Faith allows us to receive from God.
一个更大的信心是，居然我们可以让神有所得着。
And
And a greater faith is that I have allowed God to receive something from what He has given me. And this initial faith knows that He loves us and He is willing to bless us.
And
a greater faith is that God loves us so much that He desires, He longs for us to come and give thanks to Him. And that God can be satisfied by what we do for Him. God is so awesome.
他要什么有什么?
He can have whatever He wants.
所有具有命令经历的神,
and He brings things into existence by His command.
能不管有多少他的手指,
all things, all creation is in His hand. 但是那个神爱我们爱到一个地步, but God loves us so much.
他的喜乐,他的安慰,他的快乐居然建筑在你我的身上,
His joy, His comfort is established upon you and me. This is a greater faith.
所以主说, thy faith.
So Lord Jesus says, your faith.
你这个信心,
this faith.
你却要回来献上感谢的信心,
this faith that causes you to come back and give thanks to me.
Make me whole.
Will make you whole.
那不仅仅到今天人,整个人生是一个完整的,
not only this person now is complete.
他在主的面前蒙更大的恩典,
but he will receive greater blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹,今天我的题目是从蒙恩,知恩到感恩,
so the theme for the message today is to from receiving and knowing grace, to giving thanks, and then receiving more grace. And I want to title it in such a way so to let you know that they are actually linked together. And it's actually a cycle. God bless and give grace. We receive it.
如果我们知道这是一个恩典,
that we know this is grace,
然后我们学会向神献上感谢为祭,
that we learn to give God the sacrifices of praise,
会帮助我们得到更大的恩典,
that will allow us to receive greater blessing.
这是现在我们身上的工作,
that this is the work that God is doing all
of us. 我们不仅仅是一个蒙恩, 我们需要知道我们在恩典的里面,
not only have we received these grace, we need to know that we are in the middle of it.
不要再去找海了, 我们已经在海里面,
we don't need to go look around for the ocean, we are already in the ocean.
不能够把恩典 take it for granted.
And we cannot take all of these grace.
这是我们不知道感恩, 或是我们不写的最主要的原因.
And this is the primary reason why we do not know how to give thanks, or we are not joyful.
我们蒙恩的感觉很快速的就消掉了,
and having received this grace, this joy, all of a sudden disappears.
然后很快的我们就把它当作理所当然,
and very quickly we say this is very supposed to happen.
昨天有一个上班族的人, 他每天上班回家的路上,
there was a person on his way home from work every day.
这个故事应该是在台湾，好像还讲之前, 他经过的地方呢,就有一个乞丐坐在巷口,坐在路边,
and on this way home from work, there's always this beggar that is on the street.
所以当他经过那边的时候,那个乞丐真的非常的可怜,就跟他要钱,
and that beggar would just ask him in earnest for money.
所以他从上面走过去,就给他10块钱, 我想是新台币,
and every time he passed by, he gave him $10.
这个给他好长一段时间以后,
and for a long period of time he's been doing this.
有一天他经过这里的时候,他给他5块钱,
and one day he passed by, he only gave him $5.
那个乞丐就已经这样看他一眼,
and so that beggar kind of just stared at him.
没想到第二次经过了,又是只给他5块钱,
and the second time he passed by, he only gave him $5 again.
所以这个乞丐就想说,乞丐大概不是他手中没有钱,是他
so the beggar thinks that it's probably not because he didn't have money in his pocket, because he's reducing the amount he's giving me. The beggar says, you used to give me $10, how come I'm only getting $5 nowadays? He says, buddy, I'm sorry, I just got a newborn baby at home, we got a lot more expenses, so I only give you $5 now. And all of a sudden the beggar got so angry. How can you take my money and take care of your house? You understand the story, it's upside down. How can you take my money?
Go take care of your own house.
If we put ourselves in the middle of that picture, can we see anything
that reflects our life.
我们初得的时候，我们会觉得是恩典。
And when we initially receive something from God, we say yes, it is grace.
但是持续了一段时间，我们就 take it for granted， 我们认为这理所当然。
And after some time has passed by, we keep receiving this grace, we say that this is natural.
我以前在医院开完刀的时候。关在医院里面，整个全身绷带绑得紧紧的时候。
When I was my younger days, when I had surgery, my entire head was bandaged.
不是手被绑得不能动的时候，我就在想，我只要能够出院，我一定天天感谢神。
My hand was actually tied, I couldn't move, and I was thinking all the time that as soon as I get out of the hospital, I'm going to praise God every day.
我都记得我那时在医院的楼上看着外面的人，我说你们怎么知道你们？
I remember standing at the top of the building, the hospital, looking out at the people walking outside, and saying, "Do you guys all know that you are in the grace of God?"
I just want to tell you, one day my things all got torn down, my health came back, I just want to every day thank God.
And I said in my heart that when all these things are removed from me, when I come back to normal life, I'm going to praise God every day.
那你看我回来出院以后，对不对？回到同学中间，人家也没看我天天感恩。
When I got out of the hospital, in the midst of my friends, my buddies in high school, they didn't really see me praising God every day.
刚出来那几天，天天感恩，就高兴。
Yes, when I first got out of the hospital, oh man, I was happy. I was praising God every day.
没有几天就忘记。
Not a few days.
因为这是我们的问题。
But this is our problem.
所以在这里，这个圣经上里面，摆了一个这么实在的故事在我们面前。
But so the scripture gives us a very real story for us.
它提醒我们两件事。
It reminds us two things.
一个，我们如果要在主的面前真正能够蒙更多的恩典的话
，Number one, if we want to receive more of God's blessings,
我们必须先把我们一个很重要的破口堵起来。
We must first fix this leak that is in this vessel.
就是我们不懂得感恩。
It's the fact that we do not know how to give thanks.
希望不要以为埋怨跟犯罪是我们的破口。
But do not think that complaints and sin is the only source of leak in this vessel.
因为我们不懂得感恩不是一个破口。
But the fact that we do not know how to give thanks, we need to realize that that is a leak.
当我们懂得感恩的时候，主说 Thy faith has made thee whole.
But when you begin to realize and know how to give thanks, the Lord will say your faith has made you whole.
就是我们的信心让我这个真的完整的恩典被保留下来。
Your faith has made you complete, the grace is retained.
而且恩典会更加的增加。我们第二点要讲。
There will be more grace, and this is what we're going to get into.
另外一方面呢，当我们在这里感恩的时候。
Secondly, as you learn how to give thanks.
诗篇五十篇第十四节跟二十三节，他说：“你们要以感谢为祭献与神。”一下就说到：“凡以感谢为祭的，便是；凡以感谢献上为祭的。”便是什么荣耀我
Psalm 15 verse 14 and 23 says offer to God thanksgiving whoever offers praise glorifies me
讲荣耀神很抽象
and when we talk about glorifying God it seems that something is very abstract
圣经上面我们列出了几个非常实际的荣耀神的途径
but God has given us through his word some very practical ways on how to glorify him
其中 讲得这么清楚这么清楚的其中之一就是这个我以感谢为祭献给神就是荣耀神
One of which that is so clear is when you offer words of thanksgiving as praise unto God you're glorifying Him
这个跟年龄性别你所在的地方所时间通通没有关系的
This has nothing to do with time, age, where you are and has nothing to do with these outward circumstances
任何时候到只要有神的恩典在那里信心中以感谢为祭献给神
Any time when the children of God by faith lift up their voices in thanksgiving unto God, God is glorified.
But this is something very real. We need to learn.
But this is something very real.
We need to learn.
We need to learn.
But this is something very real. We need to
learn. I think it's our human nature not to know how to give thanks.
But we need to get out of it.
But we need to get out of it.
而让我们能够在主的面前，不仅蒙更多的福，能够把荣耀归给神。
Now when we can receive more of His blessings, we can give glory to God.
那听说在华盛顿 DC 这个邮局有一个专门的部门是处理一些没有办法送信啊，就是他们没有写地址。
And I heard that in Washington DC, this particular department, the post office, they would handle all the letters, and they don't know how to handle the people within this department would actually open these letters and see if there anything interesting with these letters that were, you know, takes off.
在里面上半年资源有一次公布一个统计资料，它是每一年的圣诞节。
And they had a survey that was done. They said that when it comes close to Christmas at the end of the year.
大概圣诞节的前三个月，他们这个部门就会开始收到有很多人写信给圣诞老公公。
And three months before Christmas, they would begin to receive letters that are sent to Santa Claus.
而且每一年都收到成千上万的信，当然人们都是小朋友送的。
They receive tens of thousands of letters, they're all from little children.
啊，我希望有这个，我希望有那个。
They would wish for this, or wish for that.
那是很稀奇的事情。
But they say amazingly,
他说他收到这样子成千上万的信里面。
And all of these letters that he's ever received.
等到圣诞节过了以后。
And right after Christmas.
他常常只收到大概一封。来谢谢圣诞老公公的信。
He only received one letter that comes back and thank you, Santa Claus.
那我不相信其他的人都是没有收到礼物的哈，因为很多都知道圣诞老公公就是爸爸妈妈。
I don't believe that they're all.
把你们其他小朋友把你秘密讲出来。
They don't receive gifts from Santa Claus because you know when you get older, you begin to realize that Santa Claus is actually mom and dad.
所以一般。你看百分之八九十你大概都会收到的。
About 80-90% of people when they receive such a letter.
但是收到谢谢的信只有一封。
They would expect letters of thanksgiving, but they only receive one.
你就想，好像人从小开始就不懂得感恩。
So ever since they're young, you begin to realize people don't know how to give thanks.
今天不是要在这里弄要求和那个没有意思，是不喜欢我们被勉强。
And obviously, we're not forcing anyone here. We're not requesting anyone to do so.
但是那么期盼看见人在感恩的里面彰显献祭。
The God so delighted that man would stand on the grounds of thanksgiving and offering praise.
啊，以前有人问过我，他说神既然那么伟大，为什么还欠这些人的赞美跟感恩？
And somebody has asked me one time, God is so great and awesome. What does he mean to thanksgiving?
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言，我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命。